Trapped in the unknown. It was the first week of the summer holidays, and we were excited. Four good friends on the first trip to the mountains. No parents for a week. It was just my best friend Donovan, the star tennis player, Danny, his nice but princess-like girlfriend, Ruby, my girlfriend and the school's cleverest girl, and me, Paul. I've always been quite the worrywart, and I wasn't sure this adventure trip was the best idea. Two guys and two girls. Was this going to work in the mountains? But it was summer. School was over, so I didn't care. I should have. Four friends left together on that Sunday, and four friends returned a week later. But not the same four people. When we reached the hut, the sun was already setting behind the peaks and casting long shadows across the valley. Danny was the first to throw her backpack on the wooden floor. At last, I thought we'd never get here, she said, stretching out her arms. Ruby, who is always practical, started unpacking the supplies. We should light the fire before it gets too dark, she suggested. Donovan, the show-off, grabbed a log and grinned. Leave it to the star tennis player, he joked, tensing his muscles before he tried to split up the log. He failed miserably, and we all laughed. Later that evening, as we were sitting around the fire, I was overcome with an uneasy feeling. The wind was howling through the trees, and every crack in the darkness made my heart race. Did anyone hear that? I asked. Ruby rolled her eyes. Paul, you're always so worried. But Danny's face went pale. No, he is right. There is something out there. A loud roar echoed through the trees. We froze. Then a sudden movement. Branches cracked. Footsteps came towards us. Panic shot through me. Inside! Now! I shouted. We stormed into the hut and slammed the door as something heavy banged against the wood. The next morning, two of us were gone. Donovan and Ruby had disappeared. When we finally found them, they were different. Their eyes were darker. Their smiles were gone. They refused to talk about the previous night. A week later, we returned home, but something had changed. We were no longer the four people we had been before, and I knew deep down that we would never be the same again.